The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olson Show.
Of the January 6th committee have said the threat the insurrection posed that day still exists today. Republican candidates across the country pushing the big lie that the 2020 election was actually stolen from President Trump. Ryan Kelly, as mentioned, is one of them. He's now the first person running for elected office in a major race to face charges related to the Capitol insurrection. A recent poll showed him leading the GOP primary race for Michigan governor. Kelly is one of two people the FBI arrested in just the last 24 hours. CBC's Shamari Stone continues our coverage on the DOJ's investigation.
And so if it was not readily apparent already, as it should have been, the strategy emerges and is very obvious. On the part of the deep state, anybody, any quantity, any political quantity posing significant threat to the establishment that has any affiliation with supporting Donald Trump, MAGA, populist, conservative, libertarian, maybe if you once wore a Donald Trump hat, a Make America Great Again hat, you can at any time be swept up in a dragnet. You can be arrested. You can be taken into custody in the midst of a political campaign. See how they sat on this and waited for it? See how they waited for this and delayed the action until this moment of ripe opportunity for maximum destruction to reputation? Maybe if Mr. Kelly never runs for governor in the state of Michigan, maybe they never act on this investigation at all. But the minute that he steps into the spotlight, the minute he becomes, as Teddy Roosevelt said, the man in the arena rather than simply sitting on the sidelines and casting the rotten fruit, he's taken into custody, he's arrested, and they run these charges up the flagpole as the political troika that this very clearly is. As Joseph Stalin says, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. Not until he became a political threat, not until he was leading the field for the GOP gubernatorial nomination in the state of Michigan, not until then did they act on this information, opening his dossier and deciding to take action and take him into custody. This is so nakedly, brazenly Soviet. You can't even, I'm just speechless and breathless at the degree to which we are allowing this to happen. This is our nation. It's our nation being stolen. It's our countrymen that are starving and are suffering under $8, $9, $10 gasoline. It's our infants that are struggling to be able to find formula and are crying out to their mothers because they're hungry. It's our nation that's falling under this coup d'etat, under this absolute threat of full Marxist subversion. The destinations are knowable. The techniques are brazenly observable and demonstrable. Everything about this, there are no secrets. There's no subterfuge. The enemy is thoroughly uncloaked, and they're destroying our country before our eyes. And we're sitting here, and we're watching it happen. Because everybody's hoping for the panacea of the 2022 midterms. You think if they sat on a dossier? You think if they sat on Ryan Kelly's dossier until he ran for governor of Michigan, you think if they sat on that until that exact moment, you don't think they have the 2022 midterm election completely rigged? They wouldn't be doing everything that they're doing and risk political defeat. They know they have the thing sealed up, and they're simply playing it out, playing out the string as they go. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
Chad Olson Show. This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.